And so we reach the implementation stage. During this stage, time management, both yours and others, is going to be very important. Here are a few time management hints and tips to help you. Priorities. It is extremely important to establish priorities, as we will rarely be in the luxurious position of having plenty of time to do everything. Even if we were, a lack of priority would not enable us to schedule our work or give the right amount of time to each task. On the whole, priorities are established on the basis of urgency, importance, time available, resources available, and standard required. Deadlines. Always allocate a completion time or date to each task. This is particularly important when either receiving work or delegating it to others. Urgent, top priority, and ASAP can mean very different things to different people. Action lists. Simple action lists for each day's work are a helpful way of staying on track. They should be prioritised and reviewed regularly. Any tasks added throughout the day should be prioritised on the basis of those already on the list. Plan ahead. Try to plan your work in terms of short, mid and long-term action. Get into the habit of looking ahead and block out time in advance for future tasks, rather than wait until they are upon you when you may find it hard to make the necessary time available. Self-discipline. Most of us do the easy or nice jobs first. We should try to avoid this and focus more on the urgency or the importance of the task. Challenge your own rationale to make sure that you are allocating your time in the most effective way. Delegate. We have all suffered at some point from the "I can do it quicker myself" syndrome. Maybe it is true, but think about whether it is the best use of your time. Many people cause their own time management problems by becoming a bottleneck and holding on to tasks that could more effectively be delegated to someone else. Delegation is also an excellent way to develop skills in others. Are you a morning person? We all have a time of the day when we work best and worst. Think about when your best time is and try to schedule your most demanding tasks during your own most productive or energetic period. One at a time. Question: how do you eat an elephant? Answer: one piece at a time. Break bigger or more complicated jobs down into smaller, more digestible pieces. Have a Kit Kat. Research generally shows that our optimum concentration span is limited to just approximately 20 minutes at a time. And we really do start to become less effective after 90 minutes. Building brief but regular breaks into your schedule will lead to greater concentration and productivity. Filing. Get your papers and files into some sort of order. This could be numerically, alphabetically, or by groupings and categories, etc. Use some self-discipline to ensure that you file your work on a regular basis. Set standards. As well as setting time deadlines, set performance standards too, so that you know exactly how much effort is required to complete the task in a satisfactory manner. Batch it up. Some tasks could be batched in order to save time, for example, calls, filing, emailing, printing, etc. Get it right first time. Setting standards will help with this. However, checking your work regularly will also help to ensure that it is meeting the requirement. This will avoid rework later to correct mistakes. Do it now. Try to avoid procrastination and aim to handle each piece of work only twice, once to prioritise it and once to action it.